I would like to take three short readings from the New Testament. The first you will find in Matthew's Gospel, in chapter 8. Reading together from verse 1. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Mark's Gospel, please, and chapter 1. Reading together from verse number 30. But Simon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever, and anon they tell him of her. And he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. And immediately the fever left her, and she ministered unto them. Finally, Luke's Gospel, and chapter 8. Reading together from verse number 43. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment. And immediately her issue of blood staunched. And Jesus said, Who touched me? When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? And Jesus said, Somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. And when the woman saw that she could not be hid, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. We trust the Lord will bless to us this further reading from his word. I really just want one word from these interesting incidents, and it's the word immediately. You will find in Mark's Gospel that the word immediately is found about 17 times. I think you will find it about 55 times in the New Testament. Another word akin to this is straightway. And we find that word 19 times in Mark's Gospel and 38 times in the New Testament. I would just like to impress your mind this evening on how ready the Lord Jesus Christ is to bless. See this poor man, the leper, a pathetic case, no doubt, and he came to the Savior. He was convinced of his power to help him and to heal him. And he said, If thou wilt, thou canst. And the Lord Jesus Christ said, I will, be thou clean. And we've read together that immediately. Now, he didn't have to wait for it. Isn't that lovely? In the case of this dear woman who came behind and touched the hem of his garment. Oh yes, for years she had been plagued with this problem. For years she had tried many a source for blessing. But when she came to the Lord Jesus Christ and she touched the hem of his garment, not a word was spoken at that point of time, but immediately, her problem was over. Isn't that lovely? I think it's Mark's Gospel, chapter 2, you will read about four who took an interest in a paralytic, a dear man who couldn't help himself. And you know, all of these cases that we read just illustrate for us the condition of the sinner by nature. Here was a man and he couldn't help himself. But thank God for those four men who took an interest in him. And they brought him to the Savior. You know, there are people in the world today and they have no one to take an interest in them. How privileged this man was to have four men to take a personal interest in him. I want to tell you in the meeting tonight, I'm sure there are more than four in this company that would take a personal interest in your blessing and in your salvation. They would just love to do what these four men did. They would love to carry you to the Lord Jesus Christ. And you will know the story that nothing hindered them. Nothing stopped them. Whenever they came to where the Lord was and saw the crowd and no possibility, naturally speaking, of gaining entry into the house, what did they do? They climbed onto the roof and they removed the tiles. And they let the man down to the feet of the Savior. And the Lord Jesus Christ said to him, "Thy sins are forgiven thee." There were those who criticized, of course. And you will find that in every case where individuals would seek to take an interest in others, and in cases where men and women have sacrificed much and sacrificed all for the work of God and for the Savior and to bring souls to Christ, there are those who would criticize. But here we find that despite the criticism, this man received the blessing. Isn't that good? Oh, I want to tell you, dear friend, there are many opposing forces this evening to keep you from Christ and salvation and eternal blessing. We do trust that every obstacle will be removed, that every obstacle will be pushed to the one side, that nothing will hinder you getting God's salvation. And then we read that the Lord said to him, "Rise, take up thy bed and walk." And immediately he arose. After all the weeks and months and years that he had been in that condition, immediately. The same was true of Bartimaeus, you know. Yonder he is, sitting by the wayside, begging. And when he heard that the Lord Jesus Christ passed by, he began to cry out, "Oh, wouldn't it be good if we saw people in the city of Brisbane in earnest about their condition as Bartimaeus was about his? Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." And he began to cry out, and he wasn't the least interested in disturbing the crowd. It didn't concern him in any way. He had one interest. He had one desire, and that was to obtain blessing. And here was his opportunity. Oh, dear friend, let me tell you this evening, here is your opportunity to get God's salvation. Never mind what others think. Never mind what others say. Never mind the crowd this evening. But be like Bartimaeus. Make up your mind you're going to get God's salvation and get blessing. And we find that when the Lord Jesus Christ came to where he was, he stood still and he called him. And Bartimaeus received that message, "Arise, he calleth thee." Ah, oh, dear friend, this evening I want to tell you, the Lord is calling some in this meeting, desirous of your blessing. And when he came to the Lord Jesus Christ, immediately he received his sight. Isn't that tremendous? Just the same, you know, in the case of a Peter. We were referring to Peter as he sought to walk upon the sea. And then he began to sink. Well, there was no time to lose. I want to tell you, dear friend, there's no time to lose so far as you are concerned. You've wasted enough years. You've lost enough time. The opportunities are slipping away. The day of grace will soon end. We have been reminded. The lights will one day be out in conference hall. No longer will the gospel go forth. Ah, dear friend, it's time that you were saved. How we would love to see you in earnest, and how we would love to see you coming into blessing. And here we find that, so far as Peter was concerned, when he cried out, "Lord, save me," Immediately the Lord Jesus Christ put out his hand and he saved him. Oh, if I could only convey to you this evening just how interested the Lord Jesus Christ is in your blessing and in your salvation. And he's ready to save you, and ready to bless you, and ready to deliver you. If only you will come. If only you are prepared to respond. As I think of the case of Saul of Tarsus, I see a young man leaving the city of Jerusalem, and not a likely case for heaven, was he? Not a likely case for blessing. His heart is full of pride. He's in pursuit of the Christians to put them in prison. And he's got authority to go down to Damascus to apprehend the Christians. You would have said, that's the last man that will ever obtain God's salvation. And yet I want to tell you, before he reached the city of Damascus, he was saved and on his way to heaven. And we could relate case after case of sudden conversions. I'm inclined to think, you know, that there are some, and they have an idea in their minds that they must go through a certain amount of anxiety. They must have some weeks of trouble. They must reach a certain stage in their career where they are so anxious and so disturbed. My dear friend, it's nothing like that. God is able to save you in this meeting. You may have come into the meeting tonight just in that formal way to hear the gospel again, but never thinking that you could leave the place saved and on your way to heaven. Let me assure you this evening, the Lord Jesus Christ is able to transform that life of yours in a moment of time. It doesn't take weeks of preaching. It doesn't take weeks of anxiety. Oh, friend, when I think of some of the recorded cases in the New Testament, I'm absolutely amazed. Think of Zacchaeus, that little man who was so opposed and so far removed, one would have thought, from anything that was religious. He was a tax gatherer. And his whole mind and his whole occupation was just to do better so far as this world was concerned, to do better for himself. A covetous little man and a dishonest little man, it would seem. And yet, in a moment of time, there at the bottom of the sycamore tree, just outside the city of Jericho, as the Savior passed by, he was expecting just to get a glimpse of the Savior, you know. But he got something more. The Lord Jesus Christ stopped and he said, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, and today will I abide at thy house. Ah, dear friend, this evening, the Lord Jesus Christ is ready to save you, just as he did Zacchaeus. Just as he did Saul of Tarsus. Just as he saved Peter from a watery grave. Just as he blessed these people of whom we have been reading. Immediately they come into blessing. So tonight, before you leave the meeting, you too can know the blessing of salvation and the assurance of sins forgiven. Oh, I recall in my own experience, the transaction took place in a moment of time. One moment I was on the broad way. I know I was concerned. I know I had been anxious. But one moment I was on the broad way. And the next moment I was in Christ and on my way to heaven. My life transformed. We have been hearing emphasized to us the necessity of a time and a place and a manner how. Let me ask you this evening, dear friend, can you go back to a time in your experience when you found the Savior? Wouldn't it be great if someone in this gospel meeting tonight were to turn from their sin and put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ? And let me assure you, he won't keep you waiting. He won't keep you waiting. You will find that the Lord Jesus Christ is more ready to save than you are to seek salvation. We have illustrated this in the past from Luke's Gospel, chapter 15, where the prodigal, when he turned his back upon the far country and he makes his way toward home, what do we find? The father saw him and he ran. Oh, how ready he was to forgive, and how ready he was to receive, and how ready he was to bring him into blessing. And the Lord Jesus Christ is just as ready to pardon you, just as ready to forgive you, just as ready to bless you as any of the cases we have read, whether it was the poor leper, or this dear woman, or any of the other cases we have referred to. Whenever they came to Christ, immediately, you know, I love that. My dear friend, this evening, tell me, would you like to be saved? But the question is, would you like to be saved tonight? I know that the devil would seek to hinder. I know, dear friend, that there are opposing forces. But so far as God is concerned, he is ready to save and ready to bless and ready to forgive. My Savior has provided salvation at infinite cost. There upon Calvary he died and shed his precious blood. What love! What wondrous love! The love of God to me. It brought my Savior from above to die on Calvary. And there, my friend, he has made it possible that you could be saved, that you could have your sins forgiven, that you could enter into the blessing of life eternal. And he offers it as a free gift. And in most cases, I want to tell you, the obstacles are all on the part of the sinner. So often, they would enter into life and enter into blessing and enter into salvation only. They're just not prepared to come God's way. Not prepared to come God's way. How many there are, and they have conjured up in their mind an idea of how they are going to be saved. They have heard others tell of their experience, and maybe they imagine they should have an exact experience. Oh, dear friend, let me tell you, if you are willing to come in all your need, come with all your sin, as the poet has put it, come as you are, without one plea, but that his blood was shed for thee. Oh, I trust the language of some heart this evening will be, O Lamb of God, I come. You will notice in the incidents that we have read, each one came a different way. They weren't all blessed by touching the hem of his garment, but they had all this in common, that they all came to Christ. They each one came to the Lord Jesus Christ. And friend, this evening, whatever your background may be, or however great a sinner, or however often you may have desired salvation in days past, look here and now in the meeting, just come to Christ and he will save you and he will give you rest. His promise is, come unto me, all ye that labor under heavy laden, and I will give you rest. There's no one else can save. There's no one else can give the blessing. There's no one else can deliver you, dear friend. We cannot point you to any other. We point you to the Lord Jesus Christ alone. We've been hearing about that dear lady who got the look in and she saw her condition. And then she got a look at Christ. And we would point you to the Christ of God, just as John the Baptist did in his day when he said, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Do as I did the night I got saved. Just get occupied with Christ. Get your mind taken up with the Lord Jesus Christ and the work that he accomplished there upon the cross. And realize, as Peter tells us, that who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree. Put in your name there, friend, just as I did, who his own self bare my sins on his own body on the tree, that he was wounded for your transgressions and bruised for your iniquities. And I want to tell you, if you do, you will find that you will be saved immediately. You won't have to wait for it. It's not a question of days and weeks and years of toil and anxiety. Immediately you exercise faith in Christ, that moment, the Lord Jesus Christ will save you.